Days.
Yeah, and I think that is a good way to sort of welcome you onto our 16th pod show.
Yes, that's right. This is Banwa Blogs podcast show number 16. Jenny and Dave here, reporting to you from Oxford, England.
Up on the hill.
Up on the hill.
And they're bloody good, aren't they, Inchworm?
Yes, we love them. And because of that, we are dedicating this whole show to Inchworm.
We don't often do that.
Not often at all. The last time and the only time we've done that was our Christmas show, and that was the Joe Strummer tribute.
Respect. Hats off to old Joe boy. Respect him.
So Inchworm is in very good company here.
Yeah, and I hope they're coming to England. I don't know. They don't say they're coming to England, do they?
No.
I always go on about bands not coming to England, don't I?
Yeah, because we want to see them. That's why.
Yes.
But that's the deal. They play around Chicago, I think some dates in New York, but if you check out their website, www.inchwormhole.com. And one thing that caught our eye before we even heard the music, of course, was their name.
Inchworm, it's a name you can see it on t-shirts up and down the country, and you can see it on flip-flops and on cookery books everywhere. They'll have their own cookery program, this band, I'll tell you. They're that good.
Well, they're great. And speaking of t-shirts and things, they have a bunch of goodies on their website, like t-shirts and CDs.
And hats.
Well, I don't know about hats, but they've definitely got shirts.
Wellies for festival. There's one, boys. When you start doing the festivals, do some Inchworm wellies.
There you go. Perfect. Especially, maybe you guys should work on trying to get to Glastonbury 2007.
We'll be there. In a tent.
So that's what we recommend to Inchworm. Play Glastonbury.
Yep. And don't wear flip-flops.
Wear wellies.
Yeah, depending on the weather.
So we're dedicating the whole show to this band. The main reason why we're doing that is, first of all, we love their music. We feel that people need to know about this band. And also, each song that we're going to play is different.
This is the other thing we like about this band. I like people that use their noggin, their noodle, their head. These lot do. Every song, when you start saying, oh, right, yeah, they sound like this lot, and there's a bit of that in there and a bit of this, you listen to the next song and it's completely different, and you completely change what you were saying about the other song because there's different influences in each song.
Yes, and we love that. And I think maybe the reason, is it because we've got a short attention span?
What, like goldfish or...
Yeah, we're like goldfish when it comes to music.
Do you think pikes have got bigger attention spans than goldfish?
Why pike?
Because it's bigger than a goldfish. Therefore, it might have a little bit of a longer attention span.
I don't know. We'll have to look that up.
A whale has probably got quite a big attention span. Although it's not a fish.
Right. That's right, Dave. Nice. Nice. So, we are going to move on to Inchworm's next song that we're going to play.
The music that we're playing by them tonight is all available from PodSafe Music Network. That's the one.
That's right. And you can go there, music.podshow.com.
And we're forever grateful for PodSafeMusicNetwork.com.
That's right.
Popcorn.
So the next song we're going to play by Inchworm is called...
Porch Light by Candlelight.
The song's called Porch Light.
Time.
was Porchlight by Inchworm.
Yeah, and that's been bugging you. That reminds you of someone, don't it?
Yes, I must say that song reminds me of the Guillemots a little bit.
Yeah, a young man that Jenny shared the stage with.
No.
Well, not really, but miming.
Yes. Yes. In a video. I forgot. I didn't know what you're talking about.
See? So you shared a stage.
Yes. We were in a video with the Guillemots, the Babylon Cowboys and the Guillemots all in one place.
Yeah. Which was good for them because it raised their profile a bit. And I think now because we're so underground that because they had something to do with such an underground outfit as us, it's really boosted their popularity.
I think you're right, Dave. Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I mean, they're lucky. They got a good manager in that Ed lad.
Yeah,
he's doing a good job.
Yeah, so the Guillemots we like to big up because, yes, we were in their video for Trains to Brazil. But not only that, we're friends with Reekin Cool, who's the drummer, and that's great to see him out playing with a great group of people. We love Fife, the singer, and, of course, MC McGraw.
And Arista.
And Arista.
Upright bass.
So they're great people, and we really highly, highly recommend going to see the Guillemots. And this is going to smoothly bring us into a bit of a schedule for them, a tour schedule in the USA.
Out across the pond.
Yep. And so for all of you who aren't familiar with them, but you can see them in maybe one of these towns near you, you should go see them. And Dave, do you want to tell everyone?
I want to go and see them, yeah. Oh, do I want to tell them?
Do you want to tell everybody where the Guillemots are playing?
Right. If you're in New York City on the 13th of March, go to the Mercury Lounge.
Which I think this by the time this podcast airs, it's probably
done.
Yeah.
So don't go up to Jason and ask him to buy you a drink.
Well, yeah, that's one of our friends. One of our friends who's from Oxford is in New York right now, and he is going to be going to see the Guillemots, which is amazing.
Yeah, big shout.
In New York.
Going out to Jason Randall out there in New York.
Buy him a drink.
Yeah, if you see him there, he'll have a worried look on his face. He'll be leaning on the bar. That's what he's usually like in Oxford. Maybe he won't have the worried look now. But Jace, yeah, he'll be on the guest list for the Guillemots there.
Yeah, and then they're going to be on the 15th of March in Toronto at Horseshoe Tavern. On March 16th, the Guillemots will be at the South by Southwest Festival in Austin. They've got 3 nights that they're playing there. And on the 16th, they're going to be doing a BBC One radio show, which is amazing.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that because we can tune in our radio here to that and listen to
them. That's right.
Being beamed across the sea via satellites bounced out of space.
That's right. And if you're going to be at the South by Southwest Festival, I believe that is at Eternal. And then on the 17th, Vice Magazine, Victory, outside stage. 18th, South by Southwest Festival, to be announced.
Probably somewhere smart, like some flash bloke's back garden.
Yeah, like maybe the backyard, I think that's called. I went and saw Willie Nelson at the backyard in Austin, Texas. That was an awesome show, by the way. Right down the road from where he lives. Anyway, moving on. The 19th, the Guillemots will be in Chicago at Shubas. S-C-H-U-B-A-S. You can go to their website.
Shubas.
On the 21st, they're going to be in L.A. at Hotel Cafe. Anybody in L.A.? Go see the Guillemots.
Get your butt down there, L.A. Freak them out. Everyone go. If there's loads of people listening to us in L.A.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we've got people listening.
We're bubbly. We like L.A.
We love it there. Yeah, if you're in L.A. and you're near Hotel Cafe and you want to go see the Guillemots, go on the 21st of March because they'll be there. On the 22nd, San Francisco at Rickshaw Stop. Yeah, and I think you can go to all these websites for all these locations.
Sounds like a cafe as well.
I'm not sure, actually, but if KYOU people, if you're listening in San Francisco, go see the Guillemots.
If we were there, we would.
Yeah, that's right. And we're going to see them on the 11th of April, April 11th in Oxford, and we can't wait.
That's just down the road. We can cut across the old field and we'll be there. Take the torch.
That's
and
right.
The dogs. Tie the dogs up.
Take the old flashlight.
Take the carriage and the horses.
Yeah, take the horses down.
You don't usually get
tie
the
them
horses
up.
Out.
Tie them up on the post in front of the Zodiac.
Get the carriage out.
So anybody in England listening to our show, if you want to go see the Guillemots, we'll be there the 11th of April. And they're starting their UK tour after being in the States on the
28th of March.
Yes.
They're starting off in the UK.
And they've sold out quite a few shows here. So if you're in the UK and you want to go see them, you better buy your ticket soon.
Poor little Reekin, his head's going to be spinning. He's doing such a lot of travelling.
Yeah, Reekin Cool, the drummer. We
don't
love him.
Like getting on airplanes, a poor little sod.
So.
He's a bit like Mr. T, but not.
Oh, from, what's the show? What's the show? The A-Team. Are we going to get in trouble for playing that? Singing it.
No, because what? What does that sound like?
They could sue us for doing their theme song.
It just sounds like I've done a Muppet Show tune. It's nothing like it. But they've both got ridiculous haircuts and they're scared to get on airplanes.
What, on the A-Team?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're talking about
Reekin Cool and Mr. T.
Guillemots or the A-Team.
They've both got the same shaped heads. And moving on.
Well, actually, first we should just brush up a little bit on sport.
Yes, because Portsmouth won on Saturday against Man City for the first time under Harry Redknapp. So that's good. We just got to win every single game from now on.
And a few teams have to lose. And even then, I don't know if Pompey's going to stay up in the Premiership.
At least a friend of mine in Portsmouth, who I speak to occasionally, little Stuart down there on the South Coast, said one good thing about Pompey going down to a lower level, a lower league, is he can afford to go and see him again.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. But still, we'd rather see them in the Premiership, though, because then we can actually watch them on TV on occasion.
Yeah, we have to stay up late to about 1 a.m. to watch one of them local league shows.
Pretty soon they'll be playing Oxford. Oxford's in the third division.
I've seen them play Oxford. Yeah. I've been there. I've seen them play Oxford at the old Manor Ground before they moved it.
But also, one thing to talk about in sport, which isn't really great news, is, well, it's not good news at all for England, is rugby.
Oh, England, what's going on? That World Cup's not coming back here next year, I don't think. You know, like, I mean, they have their little bikes on the side of the pitch now, don't they?
That's
exercise
right.
Bikes.
I'm beginning to think other teams are going to get upset by that, unless they're doing it too, but
no,
I don't see the other teams with bikes.
He goes, oh, there's Delalio on his bike.
The stationary bike on the side of the pitch.
Peddling away on his little stationary bike. It ain't right. It's not rugby.
But that's what they're doing. And
we got deservedly beaten by the French, and that's a strong thing for me to say. Getting beaten by Scotland and the French,
yep,
like one after the other, is not a good thing.
No, but we'll be watching future rugby games and hoping that England starts to win.
We've got Ireland next. That's the last one in the Six Nations.
Okay. Well, so that's our sport talk. And of course, we're going to be talking much more about sport and football as we get closer to the World Cup.
Yeah, and then from like one of the pod shows on in the future soon, we're going to start including our Havant and Waterlooville Football Club in our speeches. I'll do a little bit on them. I'll start swatting up on them. Good little team. They beat Yedding last week.
They did.
I know that.
They did. They're in what, Conference South?
Well, South League, we'll say. Like, it used to be the Doc Martin League. But if anyone...
from Portsmouth football fans to in the Premiership to Conference League. That's what's happening to us.
Yeah. If anyone is listening to this by the flukes of weirdness and they know how I can get a Lee Park, Havant Waterlooville football shirt, email us because I want having a Waterlooville football shirt.
info@bandweblogs.com is Bandweblogs' address. By the way, if you want to check out all the coolest blogs on the internet, go to www.bandweblogs.com. There you will find many, many cool music and band blogs.
It's brilliant.
And if you want to be a guest music blogger, just log on to Bandweblogs community, sign in, and write your entries.
Enter things in there. And you can write about all the really strange things that have happened to you. And you could even write about what you think is going to happen to you. Are you allowed to do that?
Well, as long as it's music related.
Yeah, like you could say, well, I'm going to be playing Wembley next week with
Bootsy
Collins on bass.
Oh, yeah. Well, that'd be great. Anybody who's playing with Bootsy Collins anytime soon, come in.
Yeah,
write us, send us a demo, whatever you want to do.
So there's a picture of his boots.
Okay, so we're going to play our final song of the show.
We're on our way out of here on another show. We're going to play. I'm going to stop talking right now.
And if you have PodSafe music that you would like us to play, please email us at info. Again, the email address is info@bandweblogs.com.
And that will be us wrapping it up.
Yeah, we're Jenny and Dave here.
up on here on the hill, beaconing, burning and rolling out. So we're up here on the hill and we're going to give it the big Evo, pull the plugs. But before we do...
Oh, and by the way, before we do, as Dave was just about to say, and we're going to end up the end out the show here, we're going to play one last song by Inchworm. And the reason we're playing this particular song...
is because I started clawing the carpet and screaming, and I said, I'm not going to stop until she puts it on.
No, that's not the reason. But the reason we're going to play the song titled You Know I Need You is because... I really, really, really wanted to play this one, even though Dave really wanted to play a different song by Inchworm.
But you're going to have to go to their website and have a look at that one.
Yeah, and that song that we didn't play, which we wanted to play, is Rotten Fruit.
And you can go to the PodsafeMusic.com.
PodsafeMusic Network. You can go to PodsafeMusic Network to find Rotten Fruit, which the only reason we didn't play it is because we're running out of time.
We would if we had time, but the time hasn't got us.
Okay, so you've been listening to Banwa Blog's podcast show.
And here we go. See you next time from Dave.
And Jenny, and we're closing out with You Know I Need You by Inchworm.